The Sentai Review, Episode 135, The Ultramen Begin. Okay, so we're back to another episode of the Sentai Review and a new chapter or new book, I should say, for the Sentai Review. We, in case you didn't see the ending of the last episode on YouTube, we are starting on the Ultramen. And I do mean starting, because
I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of doing something else. Hold on, I didn't realize we were starting already.
Because
I gotta get Star Trek Bridge Crew assignments done.
Because we've been getting requests to get to these other things like Ultramen, the Metal Heroes, and I think one point we even got asked to start doing Gundams. But
yeah, somebody wants Bill to do basically an entire Gundam episode, and I'm holding on to that so that way then I don't have to do that tomorrow. Okay, cool. So I am done with Star Trek Bridge Crew. I do apologize about that. A little bit of sidetracking there on my part. I didn't realize Scott was going to start the fucking episode already. Which, by the way, for anybody who hasn't noticed, or at least if you didn't heed my advice and didn't go to fandomnight.com and subscribe to the What's Up Fandom Night RSS feed, Bill, Nick, and Shane all work for the same company, and their company is being poopy right now because they're in the middle of changing out their system. So basically, like, they've been doing it one way, now they're going to do it another way.
Originally, it was just Bill who's kind of gone. Now it's kind
of... Now it's kind of everybody. It's to a point where... And, I mean, Bill's going to be gone, but I was edumacorrected.
Edumacorrected?
Yes, edumacorrections. It's from another podcast. You don't listen to it. Don't worry about it. But anyway, so basically, I was corrected, basically. And because if you listen to the What's Up, I said, yeah, he's going to be busy because, like, he had so much shit happen, bills piled up, blah, blah, blah. No, he's doing it on purpose, so that way then in case bills pile up, he could just pay him the fuck off and not have to worry about it. So, my bad on that one. But now, work has basically put them on an automatic force. So,
yeah.
it's you have to work 2 weekends in a row, or at least they can force you to come into work, in which if you don't show up, you're fired. Type of shit. So it's, you must come into work at least 2 weekends in a row, and then mandatorily, if we ask you to come in on a third, basically either you could sue the shit out of the company, or, you know, you could tell us no, and we have to accept no, type of thing.
So more or less, it's going to be kind of a
Seth. It's going to be like a two-on-one-off type of thing.
Kind of
so,
me. It's going to be me, Seth, and maybe occasionally Jeremy. Once in a blue moon for some of these.
Yeah, we might get the disembodied voice in. But yeah, it's basically going to be me and Scott. So
we're carrying on.
If you listen to Jabba Wrestling Corner and you don't like the sound of me and Scott talking.
It's because Shane is gone.
Oh, no, I was just going to say in general.
Oh, you mean in general. Okay.
If you've listened to those episodes and you don't like them because it's just me and Scott, again, we apologize. But life difficulties, I guess, because it's not a technical difficulty. It's a matter of
life.
Life. Because, you know, work and shitty jobs and...
Around the room... Oh, wait, it's just two of us. Never mind.
Yeah, it's just the two of us, and we've already introduced ourselves as Seth Sario Level.
Scott Action Jackson.
Contact.
Contact.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so now that I got the laptop set up and the thing running on here, I can switch over to the other mouse of the Mises.
And now that I'm done with that Watermelon Airheads Extreme, because I didn't realize that they had watermelon.
Watermelon?
Well, it explains why it was only 59 cents at the gas station. That shit is stale as fuck.
Well, considering how long it might have been there, too.
That's kind of what I mean. Like, yeah. If candy goes stale, it either becomes harder than fuck, or if it's chocolate, the chocolate gets discolored. That's why they have, like, the expiration dates on it. It's not a matter of it went bad, like, as in it's going to be bad for you. It's just a matter of, like, it's not going to live up to the standard of quality that they want. Meaning it's not going to taste as good, and you might bitch. God damn it, Butterfinger. Why did I get a Butterfinger and the chocolate was all sorts of light brown and it didn't taste like a normal Butterfinger? Because the chocolate separated from, like, the actual chocolate separated from the milk that we had to make it a milk chocolate. That's all, like, just... Anyway, so
Ultraman. So we're going to start into the Ultraman, and I have kind of six shows, and we're going to try to do our normal rating. Although each
six
of these
shows.
Six shows, if we get to all six of them within the time frame, we might just get through three shows, but each show
we're not going to do them one at a time like we normally do.
Yeah. I was going to say, if that's the case, we might be doing this really fast. Because some of these only have, like, one to two guys showing up.
True.
So, yeah. So let's dip into the first Ultraman series from 1976 to 1977. Ultraman is the first guy.
The OG.
And he has kind of, I want to say kind of three forms, because the ABC is like his different throughout the years.
Right.
Where he also has a dark end with Brother's Mantle. Weird. But,
fuck it, Type A, start it up.
Type A. Type A.
I won't let you get the best. The fuck? I told you, dude, just double click it. We already fixed this shit.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
We fixed this shit.
Yeah, we fixed the computing program, so it's not going to be...
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why did it revert? God damn it. All right, hold on. Technical difficulties. Close the thing. All right, right click. Open right, with.
Open with. Come on. Open. Choose another.
Yeah, choose program.
Should we cue Jeopardy music? Oh, wait, we can't afford that.
Doop, 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 doop. This is some bullshit. Okay, there you go. And then picture viewer. Okay, and then always.
Okay.
Because fuck the bullshit picture viewer that they have for goddamn Windows 10. There we go. Okay, now
okay.
You can...
Now, this is the Type A, very first broadcast version of Ultraman.
Yep, which is kind of what you would expect from an Ultraman, and I forgot tabulation device.
Yeah.
Open up, phone! Knock, knock, motherfucker.
Knock, knock, okay. Mofo. So that's him in that type.
Okay.
Type B.
Oh, we're not going to rate each one? Oh, I guess not. Yeah, they all look fairly the same.
Yeah, just a little bit of changes on the person wearing it, more or less.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that does look exactly the same. I mean, he's got his Rocketeer helmet with his fucking Iron Man arc reactor in his chest. And
like red and gray.
Yeah,
mostly gray.
But that's just kind of standard for almost any Sentai anymore.
Next.
Like, just, you know, one standard solid jumpsuit with, like, some splashes of color here and there.
Yep. Here's Type C.
I want to say, yeah, that is a major change, because it looks like they kind of gave
him
a
neck.
V cut.
Yeah,
well,
the
the neck is a little bit different, but it looks like around, like, the, quote, trunks area.
Yeah.
They kind of gave it more of, like, a V-cut instead of looking like, you know, actual, like, shorts. Of course, then again, I wasn't paying too close attention to the last one, because right as I got to that, you were like, okay, and then we're moving on. That's whatever, though. Keep going.
Actually, yeah, let's go ahead and do it since we got the main Ultraman form.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
So... what would you give the main form?
I'll give him a 4. He's definitely above average. But, I mean, when it comes right down to it, like, even for the time... like I said, you know, you've got the Rocketeer. I mean, technically Iron Man was out, but, like, it's not quite the exact same for, you know, the arc reactor thing. Like, his little gem in the chest.
Yeah.
And fuck, what year was these? Like 75?
I thought it was 76. Hold on. 76, 70, 77. Or 66, 67.
Oh, 60s?
Actually, that was the very first series, but the Type C was probably later on, so...
True, true. But even so, like I said, if he's from the 60s, like, Sentai didn't start until about the 70s, so, I mean, technically, he's like Grandpa here, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like he's like how you would expect Wolfenstein... Wolfenstein and Doom are to first-person shooters as Ultraman is to, like, Sentai.
Mm.
Like, without him, technically, like, you don't really get the rest of it. I mean... Don't get me wrong, technically, like, Sentai nowadays, it's more like teams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even so...
Some of the early stuff had, there was a few early ones, not the very first ones, but early ones where it wasn't as many team members.
Right. So you know what? I lied. I'm giving him a 4.3. There's a few things they could have done that could have got him to that perfect, but still, for the time, that's pretty goddamn good.
I'll go with a 3. Give him the standard one for the first...
Okay, so, altogether, he got a 3.65.
Okay, let's go into his dark color. Ultraman Dark.
He almost looks like a Kamen Rider. Well, no, because of the eyes with him being red.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not segmented bug eyes, but, you know. I don't know, I kind of like the inverse, but at the same time, eh.
Yeah, I feel the same. It's like, it's nice to have this, but if this is a dark mode, that means he's like an evil form, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the same time, they've been doing that for years now.
Yeah.
You know, something will happen and one of the good guys kind of becomes the bad guys or something, and, like, the suits kind of take on different colors to look like they're, quote, negative, you know.
Yeah. Just
the
Nego
Rangers are coming, and it's like, yeah, wait, what'd you say? Because that sounds like you said something else.
The negative Rangers.
Yeah, exactly.
The Nego Rangers.
The do what now? What'd you say, homie?
Or we could talk about Jeremy's favorite new system.
What, the Nur? Nah, he's loved the Nur for forever.
No, to the other N.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Bill said something, and Jeremy's like, what'd you say? Yeah, I remember that one. 3.5.
Yeah, I'll go with a 3.5, too.
Oh, yeah. Wait, 3.52 or 3.5
as well?
3.5 as well. Okay, there we go. So I ain't even got to do basic math. Yeah.
3.5 for the dark mode for Ultraman. And
now that I'm done with my breakfast of candy, because I got to keep my actual appetite for later, seeing as how more than likely we're going to go get pizza before we start pay-per-views tonight.
And now Ultraman with a Brother's Mantle.
Because kind of to date this, for anybody who watches wrestling, NXT is tonight, and then tomorrow is Survivor Series.
No, the Royal Rumble.
Or Royal Rumble, I mean. I did say Survivor, didn't I? Yeah,
yeah.
Survivor was fucking a while ago.
That was November.
Yeah.
Okay, Brother Mantle. He's got a cape. I got a cape, mofo.
I mean, it doesn't do anything for him, but at the same time, it doesn't really
as far as we can see, it doesn't do anything. So,
no, I mean look-wise. Like, look-wise, it doesn't add to his looks, but it's not like it subtracts to him, or at least not for me. Like, when it comes right down to him, I don't mind capes as, like, additional, clothing options when it comes down to, like, looks for certain characters. Mm. Especially depending upon, you know, the actual series itself. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying go back and remake, like, Predator and put a fucking cape on his ass. You know, even though technically we did have Mr. Bubble running through the woods if you watch the goddamn Blu-ray edition of Predator. Because once they touch everything up and, you know... Because when you're going from, like, shitty cameras of, like, you know, the 80s and 90s, and then you're touching them up digitally with, you know, Blu-ray, like, to get them to Blu-ray quality.
The high definition.
Yeah, like, you start to notice shit. Like, the fact that this dumb motherfucker is running around with a green screen cape in the middle of the jungle, looking like Mr. Bubble popping off everywhere. Like, it looks fucking stupid and ridiculous. But when you have the shittier quality cameras... Perfect. You know, let that shit be. But when it comes down to something like, you know, Ultraman or Sentai...
It might be like an additional form or additional add-on.
Right, exactly. When it comes down to, like, you know, shows like that, I kind of don't give a fuck. Like, if you've got a superhero show and, you know, that motherfucker, you're going to put him in a cape for a while, cool, have fun. Let that motherfucker wear a cape. Don't do it to certain characters like, you know, Iron Fist, Daredevil, Captain America, you know, shit like that. But if you want to give Iron Man a cape, like just Tony Stark walking around in a cape, just being a smartass, feel free, have fun. if for like two scenes in the next movie, you know, fucking Robert Downey Jr. throws on a cape and walks around being like, oh, look at me, I'm a fucking superhero, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, all right, fair enough, that's kind of funny. Because most superhero costumes have capes. All right, fair enough. You know, or certain other shows like that. You know what I mean? Like, if for one episode in Supernatural, the fucking boys put on a cape, you know, just fucking
actually,
around.
I could see Dean doing it most of all.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, all right, fair enough.
I could see them, you know, playing along with it if they get stuck in, like, an alternate dimension or some TV show again.
Well, technically speaking, I think they are supposed to still be doing the Scooby-Doo episode this season, because so far this season they haven't gotten around to it.
That hasn't happened yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh.
I've been keeping up with the new season, and so far the Scooby-Doo episode hasn't happened, which, spoilers for anybody on Supernatural, but don't worry. I'm just saying, it's something that was announced like a year and a fucking half ago.
When they released the season, so...
Well, I was about to say, that news was released like a year and a fucking half ago. Hey, we're doing a Scooby-Doo episode.
But
cool, sweet.
But it's not like it's going to be like its own, like, made-for-TV movie,
released on DVD, exactly. It's literally, it's an episode
in the
season.
Like some of the other Scooby-Doo specials.
Right, yeah. But like I said, like, literally, they're supposed to be doing the Scooby-Doo episode of the season. So if they do it in that, all right, cool, you know, fair enough. I can laugh at that. Excuse me. Or, because they're constantly running into witches, you know, who like to, you know, do stupid shit like put hexes on you where you're under their control. If, you know, if a witch shows up and they're like, oh, by the way, put this cape on. You're going to be my assistant. And I want you to wear a cape. I can see him. Yes, I will wear a cape and be you. Or even if they're doing something stupid like a Halloween costume party and, you know, they dress up as a Dracula.
Yeah, but from what we learned from the pilot, even Sam doesn't even want to dress up for Halloween. So.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, that's because they hunt actual monsters.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck it. We're way off topic.
Welcome
to the show, by the way. But yeah.
What about this rating for this Brother's Mantle? What you said you might be just giving it the standard.
Yeah, I'm going with what I said before. He's at 4.3.
Okay. I'll go with my... 3 as well, so...
Oh, you're going with... Okay, and then we to 2, and yeah, so 3.65 again.
Okay.
So far, technically, cape and uncaped are winning. We haven't gotten too far in, but, you know.
Okay, here comes the weird...
Hey, 9 co-op picks, okay.
Well, it's not exactly co-op picks, it's more like off picks, since we just covered. This is the first design.
Okay, yeah, I see it.
Without the red stuff. Well, you see some of the markings for some of the red stuff.
Yeah, I was about
to
say, yeah, I see it. I see where they had, like, the markings and shit.
Yeah. Next.
Also see where it looks like he's got a tear in the crotch of his suit.
Oh.
And no shame to point it out to. That's okay, he'll watch it on YouTube and he'll be like, son of a bitch, because I know you're going to zoom right in.
Zoom right in.
Like, see, look, right there. It looks like he doesn't even have a dick. It looks like he's got a vagina that's cocked off to the side. Look at it.
Next.
Okay, and then the differences between them. Okay, yeah.
Some of the differences and some of the moves he tries.
Yeah,
because like
I was about to say, yeah, because when they're side by side, you can majorly see the differences, like especially in the mask. But like I said, overall, it is still the exact same thing regardless. Like, you know, you could see where, because like the center one is the one that I've seen most of all. But like, you know, so B, I've seen B's helmet most of all. But, like, A, I can see, you know, where the improvement was from A to B. Mm. C, I can see where they tried to improve it, but basically it goes to having, like, the pouty lips on the mask that, you know, we don't really like that much. Like, even in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like, the fucking...
Pouty lips, pouty lips.
Yeah, literally, like, the pouty lipped fucking...
Look at my helmet, you can see my lips and my nose and my helmet.
Bullshit, and it's like, eh. So, I mean, but I can, for Ultraman, though, like I said, it doesn't look like it's much different, because even in B, you can kind of see where they put, like, the lip portion of it. Like, hell, you see it in A as well. You know, it's just, it's not as defined. Like, they kind of defined it, you know, and, you know, kind of rounded out the helmet a bit, and, you know, switched it up just enough so that way then you could tell that there's one differences between the two, but you could tell that they were clearly attempting to make improvements.
Next. A bit of an X-ray view on Ultraman. Just more like the
Scorpion
bones.
Wins. Fatality. Oh, sorry, wrong thing. I'm sorry, it just went to an X-ray mode. I just
yeah, the X-ray mode. Next. Ooh.
Don't pull his eyeballs out.
Oh.
Next.
Pulling his eyes out by the fucking face.
And yes, there was an animated cartoon series.
Right, but the way that that's looking, that almost looks like, because they were trying to do, what was it? It was like Marvel Superhero Squad show. Yeah, it was. It was like the Super Squad or whatever.
Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah, it was like Superhero Squad, I think, yeah. Is what it was. But yeah, it was basically, it was almost in that exact same, like, semi-chibi type of format. So that's the big thing that's reminding me of, but.
Next.
Either way, I'm not going to argue with it too much.
Ooh, he's flying. Ooh. Oh, wait. He's swimming. My mistake.
I was about to say, are you sure? Because I can't tell if that's supposed to be water or clouds above his
head. Yeah. I want to say swimming, because it kind of looks like water that he's in, so.
Yeah, but. Off to the left side, it looks like it's ocean waves that they've put on a background, and then
it looks like
to
lands
the right,
and stuff.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, like the lights you see when you're in outer space, and you can see all the areas, like heavily populated areas, like, you know, Chicago, New York, L.A., shit like that, where you can see that every fucking light is on, and nobody's turned off the light in the bathroom of their house, so their entire house is fucking lit up from space. Spice!
Next!
God damn it, Taka.
Him doing one of his moves here. Pew, 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 pew.
No, that's not pew, 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 pew. You know what that is?
What?
Boomstick!
From the bottom of his hand?
Yu Yu Hakusho abridged. Watch it. Do it.
Next.
Do it.
Oh, look, he's pulling a Piccolo. He's trying to charge up.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Charging my attack. And technically, that's the Genki Dama before Goku handed it to Krillin, and Krillin could only turn it into a ball. Because originally, the Spirit Bomb wasn't a Spirit Bomb. It was punch you to death, but as soon as fucking Goku fucked up against Vegeta, it became a ball, and they've been using it as a ball ever since, because the punch is supposed to be strong enough to destroy the planet while Goku is still fighting against Vegeta. It doesn't become a planet buster until he's Super Saiyan against Frieza.
Well, I was going to say, at this point, any one of them can destroy the planet without even...
Well, yeah, without even batting an eye, yeah. Yes. That's kind of the reason why it is that Whis is trying to train Goku. Is so that way, then, basically, he could take over as the Lord of Destruction instead of Beerus. Like, they want to put Beerus on the back burner and let him...
Well, then again, they could do the same thing with Vegeta, too.
Well, that's true. They've kind of been training the both of them to do that, because, basically, they want one to be and the other to not be. And depending upon whose point of view you're looking at, technically, Goku is the villain.
With the current... Tournament of Power, yeah.
Oh no, I'm not even talking Super. I'm talking just regular ass Dragon Ball Z. If sometimes when you look at it, fucking Goku basically is like a deadbeat dad because he doesn't give a fuck about his kid or his wife. All he wants to do is go fight. Every time he fights, he basically puts everybody else in danger. I mean, literally everybody else. Because look at how many times I've come to destroy your planet. Okay, cool. Let's have a fight. If you win, you can do it. Because I want to have a good fight. And Goku's
fight.
Goku has, like, destroyed, like, technically speaking, he has destroyed more planets and killed more people than almost anybody else in the show, because, fuck it, go kill people. I'm going to let you do you. Go train. Go do shit. I'm going to hang out here for a minute, talk with my friends, tell them everything's going to be okay because I'm Goku Ex Machina, and I'll be there to fucking save the day up until Cell, and then it becomes, yeah, we really need Gohan Ex Machina because we can't keep this Goku Ex Machina shit up. Until they get to GT, which then goes back to Goku Ex Machina. And then
Goku's Tour.
Super, which is Goku Ex Machina.
Next. Oh, look. Speaking of Goku.
Yeah. Yeah. Dragon Fist. Yeah.
Yeah.
And technically, that's both Kid Goku and technically Adult Goku later on after the Super Dragon Fist.
Actually, I was going to say, I've seen him on the... The Dragon Ball Fighters,
yeah,
his Super Saiyan God mode has that as part of the finish.
Right.
Yeah. Next. Oh.
Yep, and we're done.
Okay, that's it for...
So, that's it for Ultraman.
Ultraman himself, and now we're on to...
excuse me. Don't ask me to
Zoffy?
Read it. Don't ask me to read it. I'm back here in the back. I can't read shit.
Okay.
Wait, control plus it. Zoom in.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit. We'd have to fuck with Jeremy's laptop, because that's how what we have connected to the TV.
First, we'll have a Cosmo...
Actually, hold that thought.
Tech Tour.
Right-click. Like no, not on that. Just right-click in the middle of the fucking folder.
Oh, wait, now I know what you're getting at.
And then view. Yeah, there you go. And then change it to, like... There you go. See that? That kind of boosts it a little bit. So, yeah, Cosmo Teacher. So, yeah, you can, if you wanted,
Cosmo Tech Tour.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Okay.
Because, again, I can't read shit from back here.
A form within a form. Wow.
Fuck me.
Okay.
He would be the start of this shit, too.
Andromelus.
Three Pikachus. Well, he's not terrible looking.
I think I know what this form is. He's wearing an additional costume on top of his attire.
Right.
Next. See?
Yep. Yeah, because he has the Saiyan armor on his... Actually, that almost looks more like Mega Man Saiyan armor on his kneecaps. Although then you go to the chest, and yeah, it looks like fucking Saiyan armor.
Next.
Check it out, Vegeta! I'm... Ultraman.
Wow.
Ultraman.
Next.
Oh, all done.
All done with that odd form.
Fuck it. Three. Oops. Nope. Hold on, because my phone decided to go to sleep. There. Three. Right as I'm hitting the goddamn button.
2.7.
Okay. Divide by 2. 2.85. Moving on.
Okay. Zoffy with Brother's Mantle.
That looks like he's just got the cape on. That doesn't look like there's anything different. He gets the same as the other guys, so the 3-point whatever. Fucking, hold on, let me check history. Here's 3.65, because I know you're going to give him the same 3, and I'm going to give him a 4.3. So, yeah, fucking moving on. Okay. I'm not even going to bother.
Without star masks? What? Without star marks.
Okay.
No, not the name.
That's still the same. I'm not gonna rate him.
Yeah, it's only additional lines and stuff.
Yeah, we're not gonna rate that because it's the same as the... I mean, don't get me wrong, there is slight differences. I can see the slight differences, but at the end of the day, that's still the same shit. Moving on.
Boots are bigger. Oh, here we go.
Aw, poor little kitty curled up into a ball in the corner.
Here we go. His normal form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's the star things they were talking about.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Looks like he's got some pesky breasts here or something.
Let me help the show out. He gets the same score. We're moving on.
But this is just the
first
image.
Unless it's a real change, he gets the same shit.
Next. Oh, he took a stance. Wow.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. These are the co-op shit. Okay, never mind. I thought we went to a new form.
No, this is a standard form, but...
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's go into creepy mode. Zoom
Morpheus.
In on eyes.
Morpheus, I know Kung Fu. Let me show you.
Next.
Oh, God, I fell down the stairs.
He's pulling a
I'm sorry, that was just the way he looked. As I know Kung Fu. Pop. Oh, God, I'm down.
Looks like he's pulling a Goku Black here with this shot. But...
No, that's the Makakosa. Makakosa. Makankosa Po. Yeah, that one.
Squirt. Special beam cannon!
Yep.
And then there's some spaceships behind him here, so this might be his form further on, maybe like in the 90s or something. So
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Where they have the technology to put that shit behind him. Next. Oh. Alright, so that's it for Soft. Oh.
I told you she curled up in a ball and she was sweepy by.
So that was Zoffy. So yeah. That was Zoffy.
Next.
Yeah. So that's it for the first first Ultraman series.
That wasn't too terrible.
Now we're going to Ultra 7,
which was from
1967 to 1968.
Okie doke.
Okay. We have Ultra 7 that we'll dip into first. Yeah, some of these pictures are going to be of just him. That's something I try to do later on, is just... So, first let's go into Ultra 7 Dark.
Oh, I couldn't burp. Okay. 7 Dark. 2 photos. No. Go back in the eyeballs. No, stop looking at dick. Go in the eyeballs. We're making fun of Shane for that. Why with the pupils? Why? Fucking why?
Why not?
Because he looks like he's got like a fat derp face after smoking too much weed. That's why not. With the fucking red eyes, the blackened pupils, and he looks like... He looks like Scumbag Steve if he was able to do that shit that, you know, like some people can, where like if they tuck their chin up underneath of their neck, like they get like the double chin going and then like the elongated face was like type of shit.
Next.
Okay, there, that's a little bit better. Uh-oh, be careful. He's about to do the Hogan axe handle slam.
I don't know. I would say he's trying
from off the top rope.
I was going to say he was going to pull the thing off of his helmet and toss it like a Kid Chi-Chi.
Yeah. There's Kid Chi-Chi, Cut Man.
Oh yeah, Cut Man too.
Nightman, I think he had that ability. I want to say there was somebody else who did Sir Kibble from Kirby. I want to say there is somebody else, but yeah, there's a lot of people who have done that. I can see it. Next. Oh, wait, that's it. That's right. Only
just two pictures. So, what about his dark mode?
Change the fucking picture. I don't want to look at fucking derp face right now.
Okay, then.
So, not photo one. Go to photo. Don't scroll into dick if Shane is not here.
Okay.
Because we got to give Shane about that, since he's got his, like... You know, that's something I'll go into later.
Oh, shit.
On another show.
We're going to have a shit ton of stuff for Shane to catch up on.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to play Shane Catches Up for Shane Zeros.
So.
Even though he's going to claim, yeah, I just watched the episode and I looked at the photos. Okay. Did you keep a running tally?
No. I could just tell you what was what.
Okay, what about this guy?
Who was that?
I'm going 2.
When it's not the derp face picture and when it's a little bit closer to something like this, I'll give him about a 3.2. Like, he is slightly above average. Like, not by much, but barely. And mostly because I see what they were trying to do with it, but at the same time, it's like, you guys didn't quite pull it off. So with you dragging down the score, he got a 2.6.
Okay, 2.6 for the Dark Ultra 7. Or Ultra 7 Dark, whatever. All right, Ultra 7 with a... You know what? Let's go into the standard version before the Brother's Mantle. That might be better.
You sure? Because Brother's Mantle, I mean, that just means he's black and has a cape now. Oh, wait, no, because he's not dark. Dark with Ultra Mantle. Yeah, you're right.
So let's go into the base form.
That's not terrible. Kind of got like an armadillo thing going on with the shoulders. I kind of dig it.
A lot more red on the attire, too, this time.
Well, right, because most of the, yeah, I was about to say it, but that's because most of the altered colorations comes from the armor plating.
Next.
Pose.
Trying to think.
What, something?
No, the fighting style. Trying to think of
I was gonna
what,
say
he's,
kind of,
what he's supposed to be doing.
Looks like kind of a boxing style at first, but.
Slightly boxing, but I want to say that there's actually a specific style. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's more just like a straightforward, like stiff ass karate, slight boxing type of style. Yeah.
Next. Urgh, come at me, bro.
No, you did it wrong. It's eating up, Chuck. And he grew. Fuck you.
What was that from?
Super Friends, the fucking the Native American guy.
Oh.
Fucking really? Come on, I figured you being Mr. Old School would have remembered that one.
Well, considering why I mostly know it from is Harvey Birdman.
Yeah, there's yeah. That too.
Next.
Attorney at law.
Oh, there he is throwing his
Yep, throwing his spike.
Yeah.
Next.
Uh-oh.
Solar flare.
Next. Oh, I couldn't...
I tell you he did.
Oh, I couldn't save this guy. Or maybe he's out cold, in which case, screw you. Next. I think he's wrestling a two-headed bird.
Why did... What?
What? Next?
I think he's doing a fucking running bulldog with one of the heads, and the other one is not happy about it, but...
Yep. Okay.
What the fuck?
So, what do you give the base form for Ultra 7? Did that bird?
I'm still stuck on the bird thing. Like, at first I thought he was fighting Godzilla with a bird beak, and then he said, yeah, I think he's got two heads, and I looked, I was like, son of a bitch, it does have two heads. What the fuck is going on here? He's fighting, like, if King Ghidorah and goddamn Godzilla had, like, a retarded bird offspring instead of, like... What the fuck?
So...
And mind you, yes, I said Godzilla, not Gojira.
Not Gojira.
Yeah. Yeah, because technically they're covering that shit in the new Netflix series. And I watched that first episode, and that shit is awesome. Three point seven.
I'll do the same. 3.7.
Oh, well, fuck. I ain't even got to do no basic math. 3.7. Which I think makes him the winner so far.
So far?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, yeah, so far that makes him a winner.
And then we'll have Ultra 7 with his brother's mantle.
Hold on, because I got a fucking fight with my phone right now. There we go. Ooh, actually, the cape looks a hell of a lot better on that form than the others. That's definitely a 4-5 for me.
Yeah, I'm jumping mine up to 4.
4.25, and who the fuck just freaked out on me? Oh, I'm sorry, it's Bridge Crew again. Or not Bridge Crew, but Timelines.
So now this... So him with the cape is winning now.
Yes, him with the cape is so far the clear front running winner.
All right.
That's all of them. You gotta, yeah.
Oh, Ultra 7X.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Okay.
This is an alternate universe version from what I read.
I'm sorry, at first I thought he had his fucking arms crossed. I was about to be like, yo, 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 Rangers!
Next. Yep.
It's not terrible. I mean, the fucking the foam ass muscle thing kind of looks a little bit ridiculous, but I mean...
And some of this armored stuff has changed up here, too, so...
Yeah, it looks like they gave him, like, some slots and shit up at the top, but I mean... I'm not going to fight too much
more,
with it.
More moving room for his arms.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, is my fucking... I dropped down to 3G.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the 3.
Fucking collect them. Okay. Sorry, I got to do it because there's a fucking event going on. So I got to do up the... I'm sorry. Okay, so you're giving him a 3?
Yeah, because to me it looks like a bit of a downgrade.
You know what? Actually, I'll agree to that. So yeah, that man gets a 3. Fucking move on. He's not... Okay, it's not a matter of like he's terrible... It's just, it's more a matter of, like...
The design looks...
Yeah, it just, it looks too off. And like I said, with, like, the fake foam rubber muscles, like, fucking the original Flash, not the original Flash, but, like, you know, the original Flash series from, like, the 90s had. The Dark Flash? Yeah, like,
The one with the biker crew and stuff like that he was fighting?
I think so. I don't know. I didn't honestly watch any of that, but, like, Bill did an entire episode on it where basically, because he was trying to get Shane to sit down and watch it, because Shane's always been like, Flash is my favorite superhero type of shit. And Bill was like, okay, well, here's the Flash for you. This is the show you want to watch, because it was during, like, the writer's strike around the time that they were doing Smallville and shit like that. And that's kind of what that reminds me of. Because I did see bits and pieces of that. And he is right. That suit, holy fuck, if they would have changed that suit, it wouldn't have looked as terrible.
So, time-wise, we can stop this if we want. Or we could go on to one more.
So. Well, hold on. Let's double check. Because, again, we don't have to be anywhere until 6 for another pay-per-view. And it is currently 2:15 in the afternoons.
Sure, let's go.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do another one.
Let's go to 1971. Wow, that's kind of a jump there. To Return of Ultraman, where it introduces Ultraman Jack.
Ultraman Jack?
Yeah. Ultraman Jack. So first we go.
I'm sorry, I don't think I want to do an Ultra Man Jack, because that sounds like naked jumping jacks. Where like, I got to come down like when I go to put my hands back down together, like I got to reach down and like slap my balls.
Anyway, the base form for Ultraman Jack.
That's an old joke for anybody who's followed us since the old days of Reploid Productions. That's what that is. That's what we call in the business a callback.
Speaking of callbacks, this looks very similar to the style of the original Ultraman.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like I said, we do enjoy the original. Like, the OG style, like I said, it hasn't changed much over the years. I mean, they've done slight upgrades and shit, but yeah. Like, this just works.
Next. Did he shrink?
Go back a picture. Go forward a picture. Go back a picture.
He shrunk.
Picture. Not only did he shrink, go back another photo. Okay, now go forward. That's either a female inside of the costume, like it's supposed to be a female Ultraman, or it's a kid with, like, incredibly large pecs. Because the way that the fucking costume looks, it looks like he has tits. Like he's got, like, clear underboob from underneath of the fucking red on the chest. And the helmet is, like, 100% different. Actually, go back one more time. All right, now go forward again. Okay, the wrists are kind of the same, like the little like wrist communicator thing looking like.
Yeah, it might be another case of where it changed over the years and stuff.
Yeah, it's a possibility, but like I said, like, yeah, he, yeah, wow.
Next. He's got a shield.
It's not just a shield. It does the Tajiri mist in your face, apparently. That or that's how he comes. Hold on, baby. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Hold on. Let me get my shield. Pfft. Oh, God. It's everywhere. It's in my raccoon wound. And I broke a Scott. It's going to be a minute.
Next. So either he's fighting a demon.
I don't want religion in my fucking Ultraman.
Next.
This is a bunch of poopy ass drippings.
Stop! Give me your hand!
No, you did it wrong. No. Sonic Boom!
Next.
Ah, you, fuck you.
Okay, so base form for Ultraman Jack.
Yeah, I'm on with a 4 again. I like Ultraman. I really do. Like I said, yes, the costume has changed, but at the same time, like, it's only slight and minor details. Like, basically, this suit just works.
I'll go with the 3.3.
3.65.
So next up is Ultraman Jack. For some reason, when I saw the name, I want to say Union Jack, but Ultraman Jack with Brother's Mantle.
Yay, a cape. Okay, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he still looks about the same. It's just it looks like they brightened up the leather that's supposed to be on that. Because, I mean, obviously, it's supposed to be more of like a, it's more of like a pleather than it is a leather, but, I mean, like
pleather?
With the sheen on it. Yeah.
The pleather.
Yeah. You know, kind of like Nakamura's pants. They're a pleather. They're not pure leather.
Yeah.
You know. They're that polyester leather combination shit where, you know, it's polyester that's specifically made to look like leather.
Hmm. I'll go 3.5.
All right, hold on. I'm got to clean my glasses because I can't see shit out of them right now. No, I was taking a drink of my fucking watermelon tea and fucking it splashed back on my glasses. Now I can't see diddly dick. Okay. So you said a 3?
3.5.
Oh, 0.5. Okay. I don't know. I just like the way that like the colors and everything looks. Like the lighting on it especially really helps. So I'm going to say that's a... That's a 4.3 for me. So he got a 3.9.
Right. And now we got some caught pitchers. Or odd pitchers. Okay, odd pitchers.
The fuck am I trying to think of? There's a reference here, but I can't think of it. Excuse me.
Wake me up inside?
No. No, I feel more like he's trying to do like the movement that you get in Enter the Dragon, like when Bruce Lee's in the mirror room.
Oh, the
room.
Waving the
yeah,
arms.
Like he moves his arms and like you see like 18 of his arms, like they do that blur effect thing.
But I would guess that this is when this Ultraman enters the person's body so he can actually change into him and stuff.
More than likely.
Yeah. Next. You.
Hi.
I don't know what else to say with this one.
You don't have a nose. Oh, well, hi to you, too.
Do you want me to give you the bird? Oh, wait, you already fought a bird or two.
Fucking, the one on the right looks like it's, you know, Roman shit. Like the gladiator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just noticed that.
Next.
That's it.
There
was only two, Scott. Learn how to count. Come on, ref. One, two,
kick
three.
Out.
Right down the middle.
All right, so I think that'll do
yeah,
it for
I suppose
the first...
those three will do it for right now, because, I mean, you do have three more that we could go through, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, just for right now, we'll go ahead
yeah,
and we'll call
is,
that
this
a break, because, I mean...
This is a good place to start with the Ultra Men, so...
Yeah, just because we kind of have to figure out, because basically come next weekend, if everybody's still forced and we don't have, you know, a Nick or a Shane... Because come next weekend, if we have Nick and Shane, we're going to end up doing two episodes. We're going to get into the Doctor's review, since we tried to do that and failed last time. Which, by the way,
technology.
Now that my computer's working again and it's working properly and it didn't need to update 13 times, it only updated once, even though I ran updates last night.
Do you want to update for your update?
Fucking Windows 10. But, even though it's up and running, apparently what we got up to is you cut the tag, so... Sentai Review, episode 132, or whatever we were on, the Doctor's Review.
Yeah.
Got all of the intro shit taken care of.
Contact.
Got the contact info in place, and then the start of the episode onward is what got missed. So I have that saved, so all of that is saved. All that needs to be redone is change the tag to reflect the proper number.
Yeah.
And then after that, start the episode. We don't even need to go around the room or anything. I mean, we can technically re-record all of it, but I feel like it's already there, and even though it's going to say, it's going to have me going, oh, by the way, fucking What's Up Fandom Night, you guys already know, you know, as from me explaining it on this one, it's old hat shit that, you know, basically we're just like, fuck it, it's already done, moving on, do it live.
Do it live.
But yeah, we could do that one. And then move into the thing that we should have started back in on, which was Go Go Turbo.
Or we could hop into the Robo one next time.
No. Because basically we promised everybody that we'd be back on Turbo, but because everything's been going down, you know, with everybody being stuck at work and shit, we just kind of said, fuck it. And hopped into random episodes. So technically, we'll come back and we can do Turbo or a Doctor. Or if everybody's busy with work again, we'll come back with a different episode.
Yeah.
And I'm not spoiling that one. Because fuck you. And fuck you.
That's if we can,
and
if
fuck
we
you.
Can get to it.
No, you need to stop talking because fuck you. And fuck you one more time. Okay.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.